Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. A second Senate Republican is calling for President Trump to resign in the wake of Wednesday's breach of the Capitol. As NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports, it comes as House Democrats forge ahead with impeachment plans.
Pennsylvania's Pat Toomey, who is set to retire in 2022, told CNN's State of the Union that it's time for Trump to resign.
I think at this point, with just a few days left, it's the best path forward, the best way to get this person in the rearview mirror for us. That could happen immediately. I'm not optimistic it will, but I do think that would be the best way forward.
Meanwhile, House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn says Democratic leadership is resolute in voting this upcoming week on articles of impeachment against Trump. He suggested Democrats may wait several months before sending the articles of impeachment to the Senate. This would ensure a Senate trial wouldn't distract from President-elect Joe Biden's early legislative priorities. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News.
The acting U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia says a massive investigation is underway that could end up charging hundreds of people for crimes during the Capitol riot. NPR's Martin Costi has more.
U.S. Attorney Michael Sherwin thinks this might be one of the biggest federal prosecution efforts ever in terms of the likely number of defendants. He says the job was not made easier when hundreds of potential suspects were allowed to leave the scene on Wednesday, and now investigators are scrambling to identify them, especially online.
We have prosecutors working 24-hour shifts here with the FBI and with ATF and with DEA and with MPD, you know, to ensure that, and Capitol Police, to ensure we track down and preserve some of that content before it disappears.
Sherwin says the immediate priority is locating potentially violent suspects and arresting them. Martin Costi, NPR News.
The U.S. Capitol Police says an officer on its force died this weekend while off duty. NPR's Dave Mistich has more.
The U.S. Capitol Police says it's mourning the death of Officer Howard Liebengood. The union representing Capitol Police officers noted Liebengood responded to the riot at the Capitol on Wednesday. Capitol Police gave no cause of death. The 51-year-old who died Saturday was assigned to the Senate Division and had been with the department since April 2005. Another Capitol Police officer, Brian Sicknick, died Thursday from injuries sustained during the insurrection. Dave Mistich, NPR News.
President Trump today ordered flags at the White House flown at half-staff in the officer's memory. House lawmakers may have been exposed to the coronavirus while they sheltered in an undisclosed location during the attack by pro-Trump rioters last week. The Capitol's attending physician today urged everyone to be tested. Meanwhile, the number of coronavirus cases confirmed in the U.S. since the pandemic began has now risen to more than 22 million. You're listening to NPR News. Pope Francis added his voice today to global condemnation of the mob violence at the U.S. Capitol. And Pier Silvio Pagioli reports the Pope is urging Americans to protect democracy.
Pope Francis said Sunday, violence is always self-destructive. Nothing is gained, much is lost. Speaking in his weekly address, he said he's praying for the five people who died in what he called those dramatic moments in the siege of the seat of Congress. I appeal to the authorities of the country and to the entire population, Francis said, to maintain a lofty sense of responsibility in order to calm things down, promote national reconciliation, and safeguard democratic values that are rooted in American society. The Pope sent an affectionate greeting to all Americans and said he's praying that they keep alive a culture of caring as the principal path to building together the common good. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Africa now has more than 3 million confirmed cases of the coronavirus, with more than 72,000 deaths from COVID-19. The Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says South Africa accounts for more than 30% of the continent's total, with more than 1.2 million reported cases. South Africa is battling a resurgence of the disease driven by a variant of the virus that is more contagious and is spreading quickly. South African's President Cyril Ramaphosa meets with his cabinet this week to consider more restrictions to try to slow the spread of the virus. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.